This week, Google pulled its video streaming service YouTube off of two Amazon devices. It's part of an ongoing fight between the two companies. Amazon has long refused to sell competing Google products on its website. Ben Johnson reports on tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And tell us first more about what just happened this week, about what YouTube and Google have done here.
Yeah, so they're in this spat, Jeremy. And for Google, this seems to go back to something that's been happening since 2015, when Amazon, which of course has this massive online retail power, decided to stop selling Google's Chromecast, this little dongle you plug into your TV to stream online videos. But more recently, Amazon has also refused to sell the smart speaker, Google Home, and some of these other smart home products that Google makes, cameras, thermostats, or I should say Alphabet makes. This is Google's parent company. They're made by Nest. And a statement from Google about the move to remove YouTube from these two Amazon devices this week said it had pulled YouTube off these devices because of a, quote, lack of reciprocity.
And how is Amazon responding?
Amazon, in response, said in a statement that Google is setting a, quote, disappointing precedent by selectively blocking customer access to an open website.
Hmm. Is there any way around it for consumers?
Yeah, so the short answer, Jeremy, right now, luckily for me, I don't actually use either Fire TV or the Echo Show. But if you do, you can, for instance, just access YouTube through the good old-fashioned web instead of the app, which Google has removed. And you can always buy Google products from Google itself. This is not that hard. It's less convenient, but you can do it on Google's Play Store. And this is not just Google and Amazon, by the way. Important to point out here that after a long time, Amazon's Fire TV app finally works in Apple TV. This has been announced a while back, but now it's going to start working. That means Apple TV users can finally watch Amazon programming easily. So, you know, regular users, you win some, you lose some, I guess.
Are we likely to see any kind of resolution to this argument between these two giants, or will this go on the way that, you know, there's been an ongoing feud between Apple and Samsung?
I think this small spat will get resolved. And honestly, it's kind of rare that these things pop into the public view anyway. Usually these big tech companies kind of wheel and deal on this stuff behind closed doors, and we deal with it as users without really knowing who is unhappy with who. We just get the consequences. But this is a reminder of this like huge war that sort of defines this era of big tech companies that we're in right now. They all kind of make the same kind of stuff, TV streaming devices, software that assists you with the help of smart speakers, and on and on. And this is my opinion, but generally speaking, I think it's a good thing when these different products from different companies play nice and work with each other. It allows consumers to use the products that work the best for them. That's also how a competitive marketplace can give us the best products. But the truth is, Jeremy, this might not get worked out because we're now in this era where these tech companies are all using things like voice assistants to suck in your data and do everything for you and profit from that. We might be on the verge of a world where you actually have to choose which tech giant does all of your computing. And I think that kind of walled garden future is one that lines tech company pockets and doesn't do much of anything for you and me, but it is a potential future.
That's Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.